All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Wednesday, February 15th, and the NASDAQ has finished higher for 2 days straight. We'll see what comes next. Retail sales out this morning, and the numbers were a big surprise. Plus, the Buffett effect strikes again. Taiwan Semiconductor and Paramount are on the move. We also have TSLA, Tesla, rallying after a charger announcement. KHC and Roblox also reporting earnings. That would be Kraft Heinz. Plus, we'll review our current wheel strategy positions. So as you can see, there's a lot to talk about. Let's go ahead and get started. If this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge, and I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. I am by myself today and possibly for the week, but Marcus will be back next week. On most days, he's joining me as founder of Rockwell Trading. Even though I'm flying solo, I promise that you're in good hands. And we know our stuff here at Rockwell Trading. We have a ton of trading experience. So if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading with people who aren't afraid to tell it like it is, then you are in the right place. Now, before we dive in and show you our trades and how we're tackling these crazy markets, let's take a look at what's moving the markets today. And I'm going to go ahead, share my screen here. We have the S&P 500 up. S&P 500 trading at 41.15, almost 41.16 as we speak, as I speak, that is. And yesterday, it was a mixed day. So inflation data in the spotlight, coming in hotter year over year than expected, and traders trying to figure out what the heck to do with that information. Well, at the end of the day, the decision was, we don't know. The markets were mixed. The S&P 500 finishing a point lower, which is nothing. We could call that flat for the trading session. The Dow, on the other hand, did finish the day negative. The Dow losing 156, 157 points yesterday, down almost a half of a percent there. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, ending the day positive. The NASDAQ up 68 points, up 0.6%. So definitely a mixed day. S&P flat, Dow down, NASDAQ up. What do you do? Well, today, what do you do? Well, it looks like traders were selling. So markets are down for the session, about a half of a percent across the board right now. Not substantial, not these huge, crazy moves, but we are lower. We could look at a five-minute chart of the S&P, and you see that we opened lower, and we've really chopped around since. So not a whole lot of volatility after that lower open. What gives? What was going on this morning to cause the gap lower? Well, let's take a look at the economic calendar, and we see here that we did have a high-impact red flag report. Core retail sales, Empire State Manufacturing coming out, and also retail sales. This was a bit of a surprise. We see that core retail sales up 2.3%. So this 2.3% gained better than expected. The forecast was 0.9%, much better than the previous reading of minus or negative 0.9%. Retail sales coming in, rising 3% for the month. Economists expected a 1.9% increase, and this was much better than the previous month's negative 1.1% decrease. So this tells us that the U.S. economy is holding up, doing well, in spite of the Fed's efforts to slow things down with their rate hikes. We could take a look at the CME Fed Fund futures just to see what's going on here, if there are any changes after two readings, CPI coming in a little bit hotter year over year, and also that retail sales number. And we see, although the probabilities are significantly higher for a quarter point hike, 87, 88% here, the 50 basis point hike probability is slowly creeping higher, 12.2%. Again, this isn't a significant change, but it just goes to show that with this data that we're seeing, traders are starting to think, hey, the Fed might have a longer horizon that they're working with when it comes to keeping rates elevated and even increasing rates. If we look at the probabilities getting into that 525, 550 basis range, this hasn't shifted so much, maybe a little bit higher on the percentage compared to, you know, right here you see that for June, the most likely option is getting up to 525, 550, 47.6% probability based on Fed funds futures, 39.5 for staying the same at that meeting after two consecutive increases there. So that shifted a little bit probability wise, but overall nothing has changed compared to yesterday, other than some traders now thinking, hey, maybe a 50 basis point hike isn't totally off the table. Maybe that quarter point isn't completely a guarantee. At this point, though, probability is still pointing to that. So interesting to see this higher than expected retail sales data and traders reacting to that. We could look at the 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P just to see what futures looked like this morning. And we see here futures even trying to figure out what the heck to do with this data. Dropping initially, rallying, pulling back, and then rallying a little bit this going into the U.S. session. So traders are indecisive. What do we do? What do we do? Inflation stays high. The Fed has some work to do potentially, and the economy is strong, which is usually a great thing, but not necessarily helping the inflation picture and the Fed's efforts. Let's take a look at some movers and the Buffett effect strikes again. Let's look at Taiwan Semiconductor. TSM is the ticker symbol. So shares, actually, let's go to a daily chart. Shares were down significantly, down 6.5% right now. Here we go, getting to a daily. So dropping, what gives? What's the news? Well, it's simply that Berkshire Hathaway's 13F filing showed that Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, and his company sold 51.8 million shares, which is approximately 86% of their TSM position. This is pretty significant because they started to add to that position in the third quarter, so showing that they've abandoned it and it's not a long-term play, at least not at these prices, tells traders that, hey, they're not interested in this one anymore. At least their position is rather small, and they've unloaded a significant portion here. So that having an impact, traders do follow what Buffett is doing. Over time, he's done very well, of course, and he knows a thing or two. Definitely a long-term perspective here, willing to hold it until he dies. Down 6%, almost 6.5%. Now, he also unwinded a few other positions, or not unwinded, sorry. He reduced his exposure to two banks. We have Bank of New York, BK, there we go. BK is the ticker. It was down a little bit at the open, but now flat, so just reducing some exposure, not a big deal, but U.S. Bank Corp as well. This one still down a little bit. So the bigger news there was definitely for Taiwan Semi. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with this 13F filing, it's actually a form that institutional investors need to file with the SEC if they are managing more than $100 million. Now, this comes out about 45 days after the end of the quarter, and it can be revealing, but it doesn't show the current position. So it could be that there's a change that's just not known at this time, but it does reflect investors' holdings for that prior quarter. So traders do pay attention to it. They want to see what big institutional investors in a company like Berkshire Hathaway are up to. Now, on the flip side here, we could take a look at Paramount because PARA, this was a company that based on the filing was added to. So right now up over 4%, increasing the position slightly to 1.58 billion at the end of 2022. And traders getting a little excited, it looks like, with Paramount up over 4%. Tesla getting in the headlines again, and Tesla up over 1% when the overall markets are down. They were up 2% plus pre-market, so giving a little bit back, but still looking okay for the session. This comes after news that they agreed with the White House to open some of its chargers to competitors. So Tesla has agreed to make at least 7,500 charging stations compatible with other electric vehicles by the end of 2024. Traders liking this news. Up a little bit, but also if we look at it, hey, we're trading. Sure, we hit these recent highs on February 9th, but we also go back here to November. So nice little turnaround coming off these lows at the beginning of the year, getting back up towards the recent highs here on this news. Decent considering the overall market is still down. A few earnings movers. We could look at KHC, the Kraft Heinz company. Actually, this one ended up being not a big deal. It was down a little bit pre-market. They reported earnings, and you know, it's a one that some investors are following. Earnings per share better, revenue better. I want to say, okay, I think that their forecast for this year ended up being a little bit lower than expected. So early on, there was a bit of a dip, but right now we see up just a little bit. So traders kind of shaking off that one. Not a significant move there, but RBLX, Roblox Corporation, a huge earnings mover, up 25% right now, getting back up to highs that we haven't seen since November. So a big, big earnings win. They reported a loss that was smaller than expected, so that was better than expected. Earnings slightly lower, but the company said their bookings were at $899.4 million, which was much better than analysts expected. So investors liking that. And the revenue still up 2% year over year, even though it was a little bit below the estimate. Nonetheless, traders loving it, up 25%. Can't complain there. So let's take a look at some positions that we are currently managing. And for me, it's AMD. So AMD right now, after just a huge, huge year, we see that for 1 month of performance, up 20%. Semis have just had an outstanding 2023. Pausing right now, pulling back a little bit. This actually isn't a concern because we know you're not just going to get this parabolic perfect move. And the faster you go up, you're probably going to fall just as fast as well. So I like that we've paused here. I'm hoping that we could break to the upside. If you look at, you know, a pennant or flag, what triangle, whatever you want to look at, this pause to me is healthy. And I'm just hoping that we resume this move higher. My cost basis was at 104. My break even is much lower here, but I'm hoping that I could unwind this and get out at 104. I'm ready to move on. But at this point, I'm not panicking. I welcome this move. I felt that it was on the horizon for 2023, a quick rebound early on in 2023. I'm liking. I wasn't sure just how soon we'd get this move. I'm hoping that we can continue here, start selling calls, and then eventually free this up so I can manage other positions that are a little more attractive to me. But right now, sitting tight, nothing to do with this one. CTRA is another position that I am in. CTRA, this one assigned at 26, break even is considerably lower. So I'm profitable on this one with where we're at right now at 25.16, looking good. If you follow the videos, you know I sold 26 calls for next week. We do have earnings next Wednesday. So I was able to get a little extra premium there with that earnings, potential movement priced in, able to sell calls. And what's likely to happen is after earnings, there will be a dividend payment a week later. If I'm still in the position at that point, that works for me. For me in the wheel, the dividend is a bonus. So I don't necessarily trade the wheel just for the dividend, because that ends up being a small percentage of the potential profit when I'm trading the wheel, getting a lot more on the premium collected with the puts. And then also when I take assignment, when I own shares like I do here, being able to sell calls, that's bringing in significantly more premium. But this one pays a good dividend. We look at the last dividend, it was 68 cents in November. For those of you who are new to dividends, you have an ex date and a payment date. The ex dividend date is the date that you have to be the owner on record. So on that ex date, at the open, you need to own shares to be entitled to the dividend, and then that dividend gets paid on the payment date. So had you owned shares on November 15th at the open, you would have been entitled to the 68 cent dividend and you would have received it in your account on November 30th. If you close your position on 11/14 Monday prior to the ex date, even if you'd held the shares for a year, you would not be entitled to that dividend. So just something to be aware of here. But this one pays a nice dividend, 68 cents the quarter before. So if we're still in this one, I believe it will be another nice dividend payment a week after Wednesday, February the 22nd. So Marcus also in this one, Marcus also in Google. So he did not get out of this Google trade. I did. I am no longer in Google. I let that one go. Right now, pulling back a little bit, you know, all things considered, you have this range here. You're pulling right back into these levels. I do think Google needs to be aggressive with how they're dealing with or how they're going to combat Microsoft's ChatGPT, right? That is the focus. This AI, chat software, how it's incorporated into web browsers and search engines. Google needs to address that and address that really soon. But I also feel that as far as the chart goes, this pullback is normal. It was pretty quick, but it's within the context of these ranges, right in the middle between these ranges. So it wouldn't surprise me if after this, we start to get a little more buying, maybe some positive news, and then we drift higher again. At the same time, I'm happy that I'm out of this position. I felt that after this big run up here, it made sense to let it go. And if it does pull back, it's not something that I wouldn't entertain or consider getting in again, maybe at a lower level. But I just wanted to make sure I let go of my shares at 104, be done with the trade so I could reassess. And maybe something better pops up. There was a trade Marcus put on today, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. So with that said, hey, if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. I hope you like these videos. I hope they help you and entertaining at times, maybe some dad jokes, maybe some puns, but just good content for you to understand what's going on in the markets and how we approach trading the wheel strategy and the markets with our style of trading. So if you like them, give it a thumbs up and we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, happy trading, everybody. Thank you.